Our message series is called Real Answers About Heaven, and we are looking at what the Bible tells us about various aspects of heaven. So far in our series, we have been talking about what heaven is like and looking at various foretastes of heaven here on earth. But today's message is the first where we actually get to go to heaven ourselves. Well, not literally go there, but today we begin to explore what it will be like for us to be in heaven. And we can sum it up with the words of the title of the message: it is far better to be with Christ. So what happens when you die as a believer? Where do you go? The Bible says you don't need to be afraid of dying, because when you die in Christ, you will go to be with Christ. You don't go to a place called purgatory when you die, and you don't go into a deep sleep with no consciousness when you die, as some cults try to promote. The Bible teaches us that when you die in Christ, you go to be with Christ. You are present with Christ. Being with Jesus is the best part of heaven. So let us see what the Bible says about being present with Christ after death. First, the Bible tells us that Jesus is in heaven right now. That's important, because if we are going to be present with Christ after we die, it would be good to know where Christ is. And thankfully, the Bible tells us exactly where he is. He is in heaven right now. Jesus ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of God. The Bible tells us that after his resurrection, Jesus ascended to heaven where he sits at the right hand of God. For example, we read about Jesus' ascension in Luke chapter 24, verse 51, says, "While he," that is Jesus, "blessed them," that is the disciples, "he," that is our Lord, "was parted from them and carried up into heaven." Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 tells us, If then ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22 puts it plainly, that it says, "Jesus is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him." People sometimes wonder, if Jesus rose from the dead, then why isn't he here now? The Bible tells us why. He was here on earth, but he didn't stay here. Jesus ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of God, his Father. Jesus goes before you and me and all of us to prepare a place for us. Now, there are a number of purposes in scriptures associated with Christ's ascension. Number one, Jesus returned to heaven to his Father. Number two, Jesus took his place on the throne. Number three, Jesus prays or intercedes for us in heaven. Number four, Jesus will come again. Now, all of these are associated with Christ's ascension in the Bible. But the purpose I want us to focus on today is that Jesus goes before you to prepare a place for you. That's what Jesus told his disciples in the upper room the night before he went to the cross. John 14, verse 1 and 2 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believed in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, Jesus said. Now, before Jesus died on the cross, he told his disciples where he was going. He was going to his Father's house. We have learned that God's house is where God lives, and where God lives is where we call heaven. And so Jesus is telling his disciples that he is going to heaven. And why does he go to heaven? He goes before you, as I said, to prepare a place for you. Part of that preparation was dying on the cross for your sins and his subsequent resurrection. Because Jesus not only needs to prepare a place in heaven for you, he needs to prepare you for a place in heaven. And only his death on the cross could do that. So where is Jesus right now? He is in heaven. Jesus ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of God. He goes before you to prepare a place for you. Now that leads to the third point of this section. Jesus will take you to be with him so that you may be where he is. In John chapter 14, verse 3, Jesus said, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto him myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Now this is the logical conclusion to Jesus going to heaven to prepare a place for you. Jesus is not going to go to all the trouble of preparing a place for you if he is not going to bring you there. Does that make sense? Jesus ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of God. He goes before you to prepare a place for you. He will take you to be with him so that you also may be where he is. So that's our first point. That's the first point of our sermon. Jesus is in heaven right now. Now the second point of the sermon is this. When we die, we will go to be with Jesus. Because Jesus is in heaven, that means we will go to be with him in heaven. Right? That is very logical. And there are three things in particular that the Bible says or tells us about going to be with Jesus when we die. Firstly, to be absent from the body is to be present with Christ. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 to 8, Paul says, "Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." Now, as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We would prefer to be away from the body, though, I know, most of us, and to be at home with the Lord. While you are on earth, you are at home in your body. Wherever you go, your body goes. You might switch houses. You might have crossed, you might move across the country. But whenever you go, your body goes with you. While you are here on earth, you are present with your body. Your body is real. It's your real home. When you go to heaven, you will have a new home. You will be at home with the Lord. And just as you are never away from your body in this life, so you will never be away from the Lord in the next life. So to be absent from the body is to be present with Christ. When Jesus was dying on the cross, two thieves were crucified with him, one on his right and the other on his left. One of the criminals hurled insults at Christ and mocked him. But the other one heard Jesus words and believed. He said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you," in Luke chapter 23, verse 43, "today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Notice that the word "today," and then those two words following it, "with me." For the believer, to die is immediately to be with Christ. Immediately to be present with Christ in paradise. This is the first stage of heaven. I know you're probably wondering, what is the first stage of heaven? I promise you that I will come back to that later, very shortly, to explain what I meant when I say the first stage of heaven or the second stage of heaven. But for now, I want to give you a quotation from Colin Smith, a pastor of Evangelical Free Church in America, who wrote, is that Jesus has said, "You will be with me." And so he was. I was the last companion on earth and his first companion in heaven. Think about what happened to me. I trusted Christ and went to heaven on the same day. Now this is, of course, describing the situation of the dying thief who trusted Jesus Christ. I missed out on the entire Christian life. Here's what I discovered. Heaven does not depend on what you do for Christ, but on what he has done for you. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. When the moment came, I knew I was not alone. I was accompanied. I was carried. I was taken up, and I was welcomed by Jesus. Death is a dark place, but Jesus had already been through it, and he had made a safe place for me. So that's the first thing you need to know about going to be with Jesus when you die. To be absent from the body is to be present with Christ. Now the second thing is this: when we die, our bodies sleep. I'm referring to those who have believed in Christ Jesus. But our spirits are alive with Christ. The Bible often uses the word "sleeping" to refer to those who have died. For example, when Jesus' friend Lazarus died, Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 11, verse 11, it says, "Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep." His disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well." Then we read this words of explanation in verse 13 of chapter 11 of John. It says, "Howbeit, Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep." Now the Greek word that is translated to fall asleep here and elsewhere in the New Testament is a word that can mean either to sleep or to rest or to lie down. But the important thing to understand is that when the Bible talks about a person sleeping in death, it refers to their body, not your soul or spirit. For example, we read in Matthew chapter 27, verse 52, "And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose." But notice it is the body that is raised, not the person's soul or spirit. The Bible makes it clear that for the believer, when you die, your spirit is alive with Christ. And we read in John, in Acts chapter 7 about Stephen, the church's first martyr. But he, that is Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And they stoned Stephen and calling upon God and saying, Stephen, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Now, Stephen knew that his body was about to die. But he understood that Jesus stood ready to receive his spirit. The Westminster Confession of Faith summarizes the Bible's teaching about this as follows. The bodies of men after death return to dust and see corruption, but their souls, which neither die nor sleep, immediately return to God who gave them, where they behold the face of God in light and glory, waiting for the full redemption of their bodies. Unquote. And so, when the Bible talks about believers sleeping when they die, it is not talking about your soul sleeping, but rather your body. When you fall asleep or take a nap, you get back again. And that's exactly what will happen with our bodies at the resurrection. They get back up again. Our bodies sleep until Christ return, but our spirit are alive with Christ. So what does the Bible say about going to be with Jesus when you die? It tells us that, number one, to be absent from the body is to be present with Christ. He also tells us that our bodies sleep, but our spirit are alive with Christ. And thirdly, and being present with Christ is far better. Well, if you love the Lord as much as the Apostle Paul, you would say something similar that he has said. He said, "For to me, to live is Christ." This is today's text from Philippians. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Now why? Why to die is gain for Paul, or for anybody for that matter? It would be a gain for two reasons. First, his death or our death for the cause of Christ would glorify Christ, and that was gain. Second, to be in the immediate presence of the Lord was gain for Paul. There are other reasons why it is better to be with Christ. Number one, we will be completely free from the power and the presence of sin. Number two, and we will be free from the labor and toil of living on a planet that is under the curse of God. And so, to be present with Christ in heaven is to be blessed and to rest. Blessed in his presence and resting from all labor and toil. The Bible is clear, to be present with Christ is far better. To be absent from the body is to be present with Christ. Our bodies sleep, but our spirits are alive with Christ. And being present with Christ is better by far. So that's our second point. When we die, we will go to be with Jesus in heaven. So number one, Jesus is in heaven right now. Number two, when we die, we will go to be with Jesus. And finally, the third point of our sermon today is we still await the resurrection. Now, do you remember those television commercials? You know, probably I've seen one before, where they would tell you all about the products they're trying to sell to you, and then the announcer would say, "But wait, there's more. But wait, there's something more, or some more to come. More benefits, more usefulness." That's sort of what this third point is like in this afternoon, or this evening rather. Jesus is in heaven right now. And yes, when you die as a believer, you go to be with Jesus in heaven. And yes, being present with Christ is far better. But wait, there's more. Because we still await the resurrection. Yes, Jesus is in heaven right now. And yes, when you die as a believer, you go to be with Jesus in heaven. And yes, being present with Christ is far better. But wait, there's more, because we still await the resurrection. Just now, I promise you that I will come back to explain what I meant when I say the first stage of heaven and the second stage of heaven. Now, here you go. I believe heaven consists of three stages, kind of. The first stage of heaven is a temporary stage, what you call immediate state. Now, this is different from purgatory, which is the place of torment. So I'm not suggesting that there's purgatory. There's no such thing in the Bible. The first stage of heaven is heaven, temporary, immediate stage. What do I mean by that? Well, let us read from Revelation chapter 6 about believers who had died for their faith. Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. When he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge the avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Who are these people?" And wide robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, for a little while, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Notice that these believers had died and gone to be with the Lord in heaven before us. This place, of course, is far better than earth. And yet, they were still not in their final state. And also notice that they were told that they should rest yet for a little while, or to wait a little longer, until their brethren that should be killed as they were, or more martyrs should be slain. Until then, all right, they would not reach their final state. They're waiting for more people to join them. So obviously the first stage of heaven is temporary. Some call it the intermediate state, or Abraham's bosom, according to Luke chapter 16. In the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, right, in chapter 16 of Luke, or paradise, according to Jesus in Luke chapter 23. Now, the intermediate state is still far better than the present state, or present life, I would say. But it cannot be compared to our final state when Christ returns. David Colquhoun writes, "The bliss of the intermediate state is infinitely more to be desired than anything that can come to us on earth. It is less desirable only than the completed redemption yet to come. The salvation is complete, but it is as yet only an incomplete man that is saved." Unquote. And so that the first stage of heaven is temporary. It is still heaven, because heaven is where God lives, and you are with God and with Christ, but it is heaven in heaven instead of heaven on earth. Okay? Now, so what is this more that the Bible speaks of? When Christ returns to earth, he will raise our bodies and bring us with him. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 14 and also 16, where Paul writes, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the trumpet, or the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead shall rise again." When you die as a believer, your body goes in the ground and your spirit goes to be with Christ in heaven. Right? But when Christ returns again, he will raise our bodies and bring us back with him. Now, for those who are alive, still alive, if Christ, let's say if Jesus comes back today, and for those who are still alive, we will be caught up in the clouds or to be raptured and be united with Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 17 says, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds." Who are the them? Well, the ones who died before us, because they are the ones who get to be resurrected first. And then we which are alive or still alive and remain shall be caught up or raptured in the clouds to meet the Lord in heaven, in the air. And so shall we never, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, following the rapture, the earth will go through its tribulation period, or about 7 years, which is called the Great Tribulation. The after the tribulation is over, the final judgment is called the Great White Throne Judgment, which will occur in Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 to 15. And then the ushering of the new heaven and new earth in chapter 21, verses 1 to 4, which I read about the description of new heaven and new earth in chapter 21 of Revelation. "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepare as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his disciple, or be his people. And God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Now, depending on your eschatological view or the view of millennial kingdom, whether premillennial or amillennial or postmillennial, the millennial kingdom may come between the Great Tribulation, 7 year tribulations, and the Great White Throne, all right? If you're a premill, then the 1,000 years of Christ's kingdom will come in between. Or if you're an amillennial, there will be literally no millennial kingdom, or millennial kingdom spiritualized, all right? In the times past before Christ's return. Perhaps I shall reserve this topic, this subject for discussion at the later date. Regardless of which millennial view you hold to, all agree that Jesus has prepared a place for his redeemed, and the place is called heaven. And heaven, in its final form, will be called new heaven and new earth, according to Revelation chapter 21, with the holy city New Jerusalem. Revelation chapter 21 verse 3 says, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." So, when you die, you go to God's house in heaven, an intermediate stage, or Abraham's bosom, or paradise. When Jesus returns, those who have already died will rise again first and to be with him. And those who are still alive will be caught up, and our bodies will be transformed and will meet Jesus in the clouds and to be united with Jesus again. Finally, after the tribulations and the great white throne judgment, you will be with the Lord in new heaven and new earth. So station number 1, 2, and 3. In conclusion, these teachings from the Bible should give you great confidence. You don't have to be afraid of dying, because to live is Christ, and to die is gain. These teachings from the Bible brings you great comfort. Your loved ones who have already died in Christ are present with Christ right now, and you will see them again. Jesus is in heaven right now. When you die in Christ, even today, you will go to be with him. The Bible tells us that being with Christ is far better. You will be alive and alert and aware in God's presence. There will be no more sin or no more sadness. There will be no more sickness, no more toil and pain. And what is the best part of heaven? Heaven is where God lives. It is God's house. It is Jesus' home. Going to heaven means being present with Christ. And being with Jesus is the best part of heaven. And you get to be with him forever and ever and ever. As David the psalmist said in Psalm 23, verse 6, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. Will you say the same thing as the psalmist David? "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen.